When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here on Sports Talk, getting into some Pelicans talk. For that, we welcome in credentialed NBA writer Ali Cosell to the radio huddle. How you doing today, Ali?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Some good news today. Obviously, I know the Pelicans put out some medical updates, and at least Brandon Ingram, Herb Jones practicing full today. I know they're still questionable for tomorrow. And we'll get into some of the other stuff with that medical update after this, but at least Ingram and Herb Jones seem to be, if not back tomorrow, very soon we're going to see these guys in action, which is obviously a huge plus for this depleted roster.
Yeah, absolutely. The vibes were that they're both going to play tomorrow. Okay. I think the only way that neither one plays is if they wake up, you know, some kind of unusual soreness or, you know, pain in the areas that they just suffered injuries from. But otherwise, it looks like, yeah, finally we're going to get a lot more of the guys on the court at the same time, something you haven't really been able to say since the first week of the season.
Yeah, looking at the other injury updates, Jordan Hawkins, a lumbar spine annular fissure, obviously a back issue. He's going to be reevaluated in about a week, they're saying. And then Jose Alvarado, his left hamstring strain, 2 weeks approximately. And also Zion Williamson, both of them with left hamstring strains, about 2 weeks still out for that. The big news, obviously, Zion Williamson still not any closer, unfortunately, to getting back on the court for this team.
No, it doesn't sound like his return is close, right? But I will say that he was doing some light activity on this road trip. He accompanied the team along with Brandon Ingram. And then today, after practice, we watched him, you know, jump some rope. So to me, that's actually a step forward, right? For a guy that had PRP injections, typically when you get those injections, Steve, you can't have an athlete run for, you know, between a month or 2 months after that last injection. So we were thinking maybe we might not see him until the All-Star break. But now that he's jumping rope, there's a chance that we'll see. I think there's a decent chance we'll see him before the All-Star break. So I think he can start thinking about getting Zion back in maybe about 4 to 5 weeks. That's just a good guess for right now. But at least it's not as far away as we initially thought.
Curious what you think. I'm sure you've heard the chatter as well. A lot of folks think that Willie Green is going to end up getting fired for this poor performance from this Pelicans team. And obviously not really fair to judge him at the start of this season with this rash of injuries that has really, you know, put a G League roster for the most part on the court for this team. Thankfully, they are getting healthier right now, but it's really hard to blame the head coach for this four-win season right now. I just think Willie, is the writing on the wall for Willie, or do you think he still has a shot at retaining this job?
I think Willie's fine. Honestly, everybody I've talked to, he's safe, right? I mean, look, you just mentioned it. He hasn't had the majority of his key players this season.
Yeah.
Bar none, the most injured team in the league up to this date. So, yeah, he hasn't had his complement of players to basically play his style, execute and such. And you've seen it, right? I mean, these guys just simply can't score the ball when you've got five of your top six guys one night out, and maybe seven of the top eight the next night. And all that continuity is just thrown against the wall. And, you traded for a point guard that was going to run the offense, but he's only five games into his Pelicans career. So there's way too many things that have gone wrong that you haven't seen yet from this core to be able to make a judgment on Willie Green. I think if anything, now maybe the clock will start ticking, right? Because you're going to have, like I said, if you get Brandon and Herb tomorrow, you're going to get pretty much of a full squad outside of Zion and Jose, in my book. And therefore, you're going to be able to start judging right on the merits of this team and what Willie can do with the guys he's got. But up to this point, Steve, I don't have to tell you. I mean, outside of that first week, it's been just a mash unit every game out.
Yeah, definitely brutal for this squad. And you mentioned, obviously, the return of point guard DeJounte Murray. What have you seen and thought of him on the court so far? I know he still doesn't have his full, you know, accompaniment of teammates around him right now, but your early impressions of him being back from his injury?
Well, we've liked everything that we've seen from, okay, so you've gotten CJ, Trey, and DeJounte largely all back in the last two and a half weeks, right? Only CJ's the one that has found his rhythm. The unfortunate thing is Trey, for some reason, can't hit three-pointers, right, especially the open ones, it seems like. And then with DeJounte, he just can't throw the ball in the ocean right now. I mean, this is a guy that typically, right, shoots from the field, I want to say about 46%. And right now, I mean, Steve, he's not anywhere close to 30% on the season. So he's obviously struggling, and it's a tough time for the team when, you know, you're so shorthanded as is, when you've got some key guys back. They honestly have to contribute for this team to have a chance to win. And like I said, when it's just CJ knocking his shots down, but Trey and DeJounte are missing him, well, that hurts. But then again, DeJounte does give you other things, right? In that loss to the Hawks, he had 5 steals, 10 assists. And without a doubt, you saw the offense move so much better when he was in the court. I mean, Steve, I think they scored 26 fast break points. That's the second most they've had all season. They put up 42 three-point attempts. That's the most this season. So there's positive trends with having DeJounte, even though, right, his shot's not going down yet. But I think that'll change soon.
I mean, Ollie, we've heard a graph recently. I was hearing him on the way home the other night talk about how at the end of the day, you know, no moral victories. To get to one, you have to win one. To, like, right the ship, you just need to win a game. And that kind of starts tomorrow, you know, with the welcoming back of Herb and B.I. But also, mm-hmm. the fact that it was announced earlier today that Kevin Durant won't be playing. Do you think we have a shot against the Suns?
I do, actually, because the Suns, really, they're heavily reliant on their three best players. And Kevin Durant, like you said, has already been ruled out for at least a week, so he'll miss tomorrow's game. But then, of course, you got to mention Devin Booker's playing, right?
I'm worried about that 40 spot he puts up.
I remember. I think he scored 50 points or more in his last three appearances in the Smoothie King Center. I know he had 52 both times last season. But, yeah, you've got to put the clamps on him. But, hey, if Herb Jones plays, that's going to help a lot. So, yeah. No. I do think they've got a real good chance to actually win. And here's the thing. They really, I feel like, fell off a cliff once we learned Zion Williamson strained his hamstrings, right? So that happened in the game against Cleveland. We haven't seen him since. And that's when I think you saw the confidence from this team drop. And it shows. They haven't been able to shoot better than like 32% from three-point range in a game. They're missing all their open, wide-open looks. So I think, honestly, like I said, that Zion injury, plus combined with how the season began, was kind of a haymaker. They were in a daze for about 2.5 weeks. But now I think it feels like, at least talking to some of the team, the people around the team today, they feel like they're coming out of that funk. Like, they had a really good practice today. Spirits are high. Brandon Ingram was really excited. So really hope to get to see him tomorrow. So I just think that, you know, get some of this confidence going, combined with a team that's not going to be at full strength. I think you've got a chance to honestly win. And maybe even win, start winning maybe a couple games here and there, right?
I didn't know if you saw this, Ollie, but even when Justin Timberlake went to the Smoothie King Center, he ended up getting injured as well. It's really unbelievable. I don't know what's going on in that building.
Steve, I saw it, but, you know, I've been covering this team for so long. We've been thinking, what do we have to sacrifice, right? I mean, is the Smoothie King Center built on some, you know, ancient burial site?
Ground,
nobody
right.
Knows, but it feels like something's always affecting it, right? So, fingers crossed, this is going to be it for the season in terms of the bad luck.
Well, I wanted to hit you real quick before we let you go. I know Eves Missy, also dealing with an ankle issue, is questionable for tomorrow. Do you know any severity on that? And I guess that happened last game, or was it in practice?
What's funny is Willie didn't mention it today, so I'm assuming it probably came up after practice today. Because if anything, he's been bothered by a shoulder recently. Nothing about an ankle. So my guess is he probably had some kind of a light twist. Maybe pointed it out. They put him on the injury report. But here's the thing. Eve Missy, when he's been on the injury report, outside, I think, just one game, has played through some things. So fingers crossed we see him tomorrow.
Yeah, he's been one of the definitely bright spots of this sorrowful season right now. Hopefully things start to turn around tomorrow. Always appreciate your time, Ollie. Thank you so much tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Let's see a little bit of a turnaround before we hit 2025, right?
Amen to
that. No more big losing streaks. Let's put an end to this nine-gamer.
Let's do it. Thank you again, Ollie.
All right, guys.
That's Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer that covers the Pels and the NBA.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.